all of a sudden you have this whole new generation that is very tech savvy, right? They're investing on Coinbase and Robinhood and all sorts of tools and doing it very easily. But okay, now all of a sudden they want to invest in real estate. And they're like, what's the platform to help me get there?
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button and click subscribe. For those of you listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that is and leave us a rating if you can. The more likes, ratings, and subscriptions that we get, the more we can spread the message and grow our community. So we also have a free Facebook group. It's called The Average Joe Finances Network. Check us out, join the group, join the community, ask questions, and become a part of the team. All of our other social media accounts are listed in our flow page, and we have them in the video or podcast description below.
Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt, invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Cavagione, and today's awesome guests are Matthias Korter and Saad Dar. They're with Baselane, and we're going to talk about what they do and how they make life easier for real estate investors and just anybody in general when it comes to finances in the technical space. And I'm really excited to have this conversation with the two of them today. We talked a little bit offline before we got this party started, and they're two genuine individuals doing really awesome things. Matthias and Saad, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right, pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Hey, I'd like to hit both of you with this first question because it's something we ask everybody that comes on the show. And we'd like to know about you and your story and how this all got started for you. Matthias, if you can go first, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, thank you so much. My career started in New York City. I graduated from college outside of New York and then moved into the city looking for opportunities. And I started working at a large investment bank called Morgan Stanley. And this is in the boom of kind of the banking years before the financial crisis. Spent kind of 4 years working at Morgan Stanley, really learned about investing. I learned about how to manage risk, how to assess risk, how to diversify your portfolio. Just being in an investment bank and actually going through the whole financial crisis was an amazing initial school to learn really how to invest. From there, I went to business school, really looking to do something else. Ended up working after business school at a company called the Boston Consulting. And I was quite lucky that as a consultant, I was really focused on financial service, but very much intersection of financial service and technology. And I spent a lot of time helping some of the largest financial service companies in the United States build out new technology. And that's actually where the initial idea to Baselane get started, as we were helping one of the largest credit card issuers in the United States think about building out a depository product for their existing kind of SMB customers. There was all these different customer types, and everyone had a very different problem when it came to their financial services, whether you were an e-commerce business or some sort of service provider, or whether you were an investor in real estate, right? All investors in real estate need banking products. They need some sort of bookkeeping to be able to do taxes. They need to collect rent. All these kind of things were very evident in what landlords need that was different, that wasn't part of their bank. And so we essentially left BCG to start where Baselane is. And now we're 2 years into that journey.
Awesome. Fantastic. That's great. And I want to go a little bit more into that. I took some notes, but I want Saad to go ahead and tell us his story and how he got connected with you and how this all got started for him too. And then we'll get into a little bit more of that. But this is some really good stuff. I already got some great notes just from your intro. So fantastic. So Saad, if you could, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, my background starts in financial accounting and reporting. So I'm a former CPA. My first job out of college was being an auditor for PricewaterhouseCoopers in New York. And I like to say I was one of the few people that knew what a credit default swap was back in 2007, right around the market crash, because that's what we were doing, working on private equity and hedge fund financial statements and preparing those financial statements. And we were in the kind of the midst of the crisis that took place, which I really love to watch over and over again in The Big Short, if you've seen that. So the first 5 years of my career were in financial services related to financial reporting and operations and risk, mostly in what we call the alternative investment space. So that includes real estate, private equity investment by large hedge funds and asset managers. From there, I pursued my MBA at Duke, and post MBA, I also was at the Boston Consulting Group for about 4 years, like Matthias. And really at BCG, you get the full breadth of not only understanding how to problem solve for large companies and how to help them grow, but also a large part of that became how do you integrate technology to deliver value to customers. And so one of the things that I did when I was at BCG that really got me excited about fintech was helping build a cryptocurrency payment platform called Bakkt, which is actually a public company now. It's in the market today. And that actually led me to leave BCG and join Plaid. And Plaid is a B2B data aggregator, if you haven't heard about it. It's one of the largest fintechs out there today, $13 billion valuation as of last year. And I spent a couple of years at Plaid doing business development in the enterprise space. And while I was at Plaid, I actually didn't know Matthias and our other co-founder, Torben. I met them through a friend of mine when I was in Atlanta. I was talking about my real estate investing. So about 5 years ago, I got started in real estate investing. I know you talked about your journey a little bit. And that was really through my not selling my first home and renting it when I moved from Brooklyn to New Jersey. And so I actually had started investing in Philadelphia more full time with another partner of mine. I was talking to my friend, Chris Gans in Atlanta. And he mentioned, hey, there's these two guys, Torben and also BCG alumni, working on this really awesome startup called Baselane. I met them about a year before I joined in last October. And so we started talking. I loved what they were building because as a landlord, I saw many of the problems like firsthand. I was a landlord. I was using Excel. I was a landlord. I didn't even know what my numbers were. I didn't know what my ROI was on my units. I was just going with it, going with the flow. And I got really excited about what they were building. And a couple of months later, I joined the company. And really part of this is I'm building a tool for me so I can actually leverage it for my day-to-day real estate investing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So building a tool for you that's useful to everybody else, right? That's something that I can definitely respect. And it's also similar to my mission with Average Joe Finances, right? I'm sitting here interviewing industry experts like the two of you and learning from you guys while being able to share that with my audience for everyone else. So everybody gets to benefit from it, which is really awesome. Now, I want to rewind back because you guys are both talking about the way Baselane started, right, was to fill a need, right, in the fintech space for just different aspects of banking, rent collection, like tracking your taxes, tracking expenses and everything. So how does Baselane actually work? Like, how does it track everything? How do you, like, what's the basics when it comes to Baselane?
Yeah. So I think to answer that question, I'll go back to what the problem is that we saw. We saw that most real estate investors, individual landlords, they were interconnecting all sorts of tools that weren't made for that customer. They weren't made for an investor. They were made for either individuals or small businesses. But as you know, there's so many specific needs that a real estate investor has, like there's a specific tax code. It's all very unique. And so essentially we have gone and built our core tool is a banking platform that's really built across the way that investors use banking. So many times investors need to open up multiple bank accounts for every single LLC, or they may have corporation, or they may even have banking as individuals. Well, you can go and open on our platform as many banks as you want. And then inside of those bank accounts, you can go actually open up segregated sub accounts. So you can have a sub account for two units. If one of those properties was a duplex, you could open up one for security deposits. You could open up another segregated account for savings. And so you can create a structure on banking that's really around the way that your portfolio is built. And then from there, that's all interconnected into an automated bookkeeping tool. So all the transactions from the bank are flowing directly into the bookkeeping tool. A lot of it is automated because as you start to, you can actually go and allocate and tag any transaction that comes into a specific bank account to a specific property. And so already a lot of your bookkeeping starts to get automated for you. And then from there's a whole cash flow and income statement view as well, so that you can actually in real time assess what your net operating income is, right? What your expense ratio is for utilities month over month. So you can actually plug in and directly see in a live ledger how your finances are actually performing for your properties. And then of course, attached to that, we built an automated rent collection tool, right? You want to be able to have everything in one spot. And then we're building out a fantastic marketplace with insurance and lending products as well. Really thinking about being this proactive engine that's working in the background for you to help you find the best offers for insurance and help you think about what's the right time to either do refinance it or actually get an initial purchase loan.
Yeah, so fantastic. There's a lot like, there. Like making it like a one-stop shop.
100%. You know? One-stop shop, but also automating a lot of things so that you can actually forget about all the busy work that you're doing. Imagine when you're doing your bookkeeping, have a lot of it automated, having a lot of insights and data so you can make the best decisions and hopefully save you money and time in that process.
I would add to that I always go back to the end user and really it's about the individual, right? I'm an example and you can relate to it as well as an investor, but really how many people out there are trying to get passive income because they either want to retire early, generate passive income, or build generational wealth and or all of the above. And if you look at that, there's millions of people trying to do that. If I look at YouTube today and how many people watch Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that channel, and you could just tell that there's a lot of demand out there for this. And for us, what we're trying to do here is really make it easy and simple for the average person to be able to get an opportunity to invest in real estate and not make it so scary and hard, because anything related to finances is very stressful. It's one of the number one causes of stress, at least in the US. And so for us, what we want to do is break down that customer journey from whether you're just thinking about it and you want to learn educationally, what is it that we should be doing and how do I get started, to, okay, now I've got a deal, I'm going to collect rent, what do I do with this, to, okay, now I want to get my second property, now I want to get my third property, and so on. And so our vision is to be able to build this all-in-one product that through technology makes it very easy and simple for anybody to participate in real estate. And that's what I'm most excited about, because like really, it can be as complicated as you want, and that can actually prevent financial access. That can withhold this opportunity from many individuals. And we want to make it so that it's accessible to everybody.
That's fantastic. And I even like how when you're talking about it, you're making this so that it's a product that is for the average person. And that's what we're called, Average Joe Finances. Absolutely love that. I want to rewind back a little bit to what Elias was saying about the how it's a banking platform. So I had a question about the bank accounts that an individual would open through Baselane. Is an actual account with Baselane, or are they opening like a local bank account and it's all tied into Baselane and you're able to track it from Baselane? Like, how does that work?
Yes, so the answer is actually both. So we have a partnership with a bank in Virginia, and we operate those bank accounts as Baselane. So when you open up an account on our platform, it is a Baselane branded bank account. It's a Baselane debit card. But at the same time, we know that many investors at the moment may not need to open a bank account with Baselane, but they want to just interconnect their existing accounts or credit cards onto the platform. So they can do that as well. So using actually Plaid, which is the place that the site used to work, we interconnect all of that directly onto the platform. So you can have Baselane bank accounts plus external bank accounts on the platform.
Okay, fantastic. And then the other thing you were talking about was how you can see like a live ledger, right? You can see the rents that are coming in. You can see what your ROI is, your return on investment. Now, can you just create random reports like for the different items that you need, or is it, do you have to go and like really mess around with it to try to finagle and get the report that you need? Or is it as simple as, hey, I need to see what my return on investment is, and you generate that report?
Yeah, so they're actually live on the dashboard. So you will have essentially a cash flow view, which is a graphical view of cash flow across months. You can filter that down to see a specific month, and then you can double click into looking at just all the different types of expense categories. Or if you want to look at revenue coming in, then you can actually look at an income statement view by property across multiple months. You can look at that at a portfolio view. And then there's another dashboard that allows you to see specific metrics, as you mentioned, let's say cash on cash return or net operating income, cap rate for properties and for your portfolio.
Okay, then how about this? How about for multifamily investors that are limited partners and they get their K-1s at the beginning of the year for tax season? Is there a way to import that data so you can have everything all in one spot? So for me, I'm in a couple different syndications as a limited partner. I get different K-1s. So as I get these K-1s in and I'm getting this data and I'm trying to do my taxes, right? Is there a way to import all of that so I can have everything in one place?
As of now, we don't have any kind of import function. The way that data is coming in is through a bank account ledger, whether it's the Baselane bank account ledger or it's the connected account ledger. But that is something that we do have in our medium-term roadmap to enable different ways of inputting information, right? Whether it's in an Excel format or other formats that are, we see a lot of folks that work with the property managers and they're receiving a PDF or an Excel every quarter or every month, and they want to be able to bring that into the platform. So that is something that we do have on the medium-term roadmap.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, and this is more of a personal question for me, right? So if I was to use Baselane just for my business with Average Joe Finances, so I have virtual assistants and everything, and when I go and I pay them, so I use Upwork, is there a way to make it, I know every transaction that's going to Upwork, I can have that labeled as an expense to virtual assistants. So like when I'm doing my taxes and everything, I could see how much I'm spending on contractors and things like that.
100%. So imagine you're paying that on some sort of card, right?
Yeah, credit
card.
Through the bank account. So
yeah, exactly. So we, right now we have attached to our bank account, we have obviously a whole card platform. We have physical cards live and we're actually launching soon our virtual card platform. And with that, you would essentially just with a click of a button, activate a new virtual card. When you activate that new virtual card, you actually select what property and also what category you would like to attach that spend to. You don't have to do that. You can just say, okay, I'm not going to attach it to a specific property. I'm not going to attach it to a specific category. But if you do that, it starts to automate that. right? So every time there's a transaction on that card, it's already tagged into the transaction ledger. And of course, we're also doing rule-based automation so that once you start tagging like categories once, we can actually then use that for the future. So you don't have to be constantly having to tag that same transaction type.
Awesome. I like that. So it's not just for real estate investors. This is something that any business owner can use for their business to really track their expenses all in one spot. So that's where I wanted to get at with that, because that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
There's a lot of customization we've built at making it more geared for the real estate investor. Obviously, the categories we have are very closely linked to Schedule E tax code, rent collection. All of the metrics we have are very real estate focused things. But of course, there is opportunity outside of just a real estate investor with this product.
Awesome. I want to go back over to Saad real quick, because I got some questions for you. I need to give you a little mic time here about just in general, like when you were talking about your background. So you were kind of all over the place. So you got linked up with the guys from Baselane in Atlanta, but you're based out of New York and you were investing in Philly. So you're all over the place, man. So how did you wind up starting to invest in real estate in Philly?
Great question. So my journey to Philly is I'm from New York originally, and I moved to New Jersey about 5-6 years ago. We had our first kid and we moved to New Jersey, of course. And funny enough, there's my partner in real estate is also an ex-BCG guy. We used to work together and we teamed up and decided to start investing. Our original plan was to start in New Jersey because we both lived in New Jersey. But we soon realized that for new investors coming in, the cost of capital, the capital requirements in New Jersey is much, much higher because things are just more expensive in the areas that are attractive. So we did a lot of research. Like consultants, we ran our market analysis for the US. We figured out what the kind of cities we wanted to target. And obviously, like proximity to where we live was one of the factors. So we found Philly through that analysis, where we decided that it was only an hour and a half away. And there was an attractive market, especially with all the student housing opportunities in Philly. If you're familiar with Philadelphia, there's a lot of underdevelopment in many pockets. And what we like to look at, the rent to all in investment ratio is very attractive. So for those that know the 1% rule or the 2% rule from bigger pockets, we follow the 1% rule to a T. It has to hit the 1% rule at a minimum. And that's what we found. In Philly, we could be at 1.25% or 1.5%. What that means is if you get $1,000 a month in rent, your all-in investment for that $1,000 is $100K, which is amazing. And that ensures that you cash flow at a very healthy clip. That's how I started investing in Philly. So it's been about 2.5 years. We have 5 multi-units in Philly. We only do multi-unit. So it's about 10 doors. And right now we're scaling that business. We buy one property a quarter. So this year we'll almost double our portfolio in Philadelphia. So that's how I got into real estate investing. And that's during that time when I was just starting is when I met Torben and Mateen. And I got very excited because we were also managing the property. So not only do we buy and rent the units out, we don't do outsourcing of property managers. We do property management in-house. And we had a dire need for all the tools that we've been talking about here. So that's what got me excited about coming to Baselane and building that for everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like Baselane's a good platform if you want to DIY when it comes to the property management and everything. So even being in New Jersey and having your properties in Philly, have you found that this has helped you be able to manage everything and not have to outsource? Because you said you don't outsource your property management. So how have you found, I guess, the ways to get around not having to hire outside management and being able to do it yourself while still living in New Jersey?
It's a bit growth hacky, I would say. And many DIY landlords are very creative. So there's always a couple of key functions, right, that you give to property managers. For example, the financial and accounting, which is like rent collection and bookkeeping and so on. So I've been able to like onboard onto Baselane my tenants. So I collect rent through Baselane. That pulls it into the ledger where I can then kind of tag categories of spend or rent and then revenue expenses and then track how much money we're making net cash flow, for example, on that unit. Very simple, but that's a quick example of what we do there. Then the other part is listing a property and things like that. That is something that we're going to be building onto Baselane, but right now we use other tools to do property listing. And we don't have that much activity where we need like third-party real estate agents or other people to do that for us. So me and my partner will go to Philly once a month, for example. And if we have a new listing, we will host it on a Saturday and rent out the unit that day. And the last big part is basically construction, rehab, things like that. And so this is a relationship business. So we have spent a lot of time, made a lot of mistakes, and are very lucky to have really good, I would say, partners in our construction side, on the maintenance side, on the work to be done, whether it's a big project or a small repair. So we've spent a lot of time and energy investing into those relationships. So whenever we have an issue, we have people to go to. And so that's how we are able to scale it and do it from a distance, basically.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, going back to what Baselane is itself, right? So it's pretty much, like we said, like a one-stop shop for if you're a real estate investor. You've got everything you need all in one spot. Now, you said you're teamed up with a bank in Virginia, but you said you're also bringing in lenders here in the future. Are you guys talking about that right now? So if, like you were saying before, like if you have construction or something, you have to do some renovations on a property, would you be able to go in through Baselane and apply for different or even hard money loans if you need it for things that way?
Absolutely. So I always think about the landlord journey, like I said, and how can we make it easy at every single step? So if you have a property and you need to rent it out and start collecting rent and do bookkeeping, we have all those features. If you need a bank account, we have that feature. If you need property insurance, whether it's a new property or you're doing a renewal, we have a partnership with a company called OBI, where we are able to provide landlords insurance in 3 to 4 minutes. And this is really amazing. Like, their technology is some of the best that I've seen. And I actually just got 4 of my properties reinsured through OBI this last quarter, and they have some of the best rates. So for us, what we've done is we built OBI into the platform. So if you've added your property and you've added some information when the property was bought and how much you pay for insurance, et cetera, we'll set up reminders for you automatically to say, hey, listen, your renewal is coming up. You should get another insurance quote, which you should do every year anyway, as good practice. And OBI can get you that through an instant estimate, which takes 60 seconds, literally. Or if you answer like another 10 questions, they can give you a full quote within 3 minutes. And you can then pay for it and be done, or you can ask them questions and so on. So that's one example of the financial product that we plugged in. The second product that we plugged in so far is a option for lending. So right now we have a private money lender relationship with a company called LendInC, which is also a very tech forward lending platform. And I have a great relationship with their CEO, and they are very thoughtful and white glove service to all customers that come their way, which is why we like them. LendInC is also integrated into Baselane. So if you'd like to get a loan, go to the loan section, you answer some basic information, which takes maybe like a minute, and you will get real-time pricing within 30 seconds. Again, very convenient, plugged into our platform. And from there, if you want to go forward, if you want to just take that quote and shop around, you can. And then LendInC will follow up with you. So we're being very thoughtful about how we build it. We don't want to be a company where we just generate a bunch of leads and send you like 10 lenders that are calling you and trying to chase you down. I really hate that experience. What we're trying to do is be thoughtful, use technology, and bring the best products forward. So LendInC is a loan originator. So they're more like a private money lender. They have short-term lending, like a bridge loan if you need a cash out refi, as well as a traditional 30-year or 20-year loan. So they have all those products. Next on our roadmap is to integrate what I call more of a traditional lender, which is usually a 30-year fixed product, which is more of a conforming loan. What that means is many of our investors are landlords that are owning 1 to 4 properties on our platform today. And so if you like in early in your career of investing, most likely you are using a traditional lender, somebody that uses Fannie and Freddie Mac. That's like your Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, your local bank, and so on. And I think you may know this, or like many investors know, that they can get up to 10 mortgages on that regular conforming loan before moving into private money, hard money. And so we're soon to be launching a partner that will provide that option as well inside the Baselane platform. And as you can imagine, what I'm really excited about is we're going to continue building this. So we will add other things that landlords need, like renter's insurance, the ability to boost your credit for your tenants, and eventually many more features that really both landlords and tenants need. So this is just the beginning.
Yep. And maybe just to add one element to that, that Sada touched on, it's good practice to go and see what your insurance every year. Let us do that for you. Let us actually proactively in the background say, hey, Mike, I found you a savings opportunity of $400 if you move to this insurance product. Or, hey, Mike, you know what? That duplex that you have in Philly, it's a great opportunity to actually refinance in the next couple of months because rates are where are they at? We know what you're paying today. And so all of that stuff that just requires time and many times crunching numbers in an Excel document. And many folks haven't done that before. Let us be the guide to help you get that done and actually save you money in the process.
One example I actually would share is we have a customer in Seattle that I talk to a lot, and he's very savvy. He's growing his portfolio one by one. I think he has 3 or 4 units right now. And what he did was he used Baselane. So we have a Zillow plugin for tracking your market value real time. So you can see like your property is worth $500,000, $600,000. And you can also input how much your mortgage balance is. So of course, if you know how much the market value is of your balance on your loan, how much equity is in that house? So example is if you have a 500K market value and you owe $300,000 on the loan, that means you have $200,000 in equity. Now, a savvy real estate investor might say, hey, okay, I'm going to try to figure out if I can take out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, or some sort of financing on that equity and go use that to fund my next deal. So that's exactly what he was doing. I hadn't even done that on Baseline myself. So he showed me that view and he's like, okay, like Baseline showed me that now I have 200K in equity. Now I'm going to go and get a loan on this so I can get a down payment for my next deal. So those are the kind of things we want to unlock for everybody who's coming on Baseline.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So it truly is like a one-stop shop for a real estate investor. I love it. Now, I wanted to ask you, just follow up on what OB is itself. Is OB like an insurance broker or is OB the actual insurance company itself?
That's a great question. So OB is, I would also call them a /PropTech company that is really an innovator in the space. They're both. They are an insurance broker as well as an insurance originator. And they, like many credible insurance companies out there, have a double A rating, et cetera. And yeah, it depends on what the right fit is for the customer. So if you say, here's my address, I'm looking for an insurance policy for this, they will shop it for you and try to get you the best rate. And they would, that means going out to the market and checking with their marketplace of underwriters, if somebody can provide a policy, and or OB's in-house origination. And based on that, they'll give you some options. And then you can choose which option you want to go with. And the amazing thing is you can pay for it and get a PDF to send to your lender literally within 3 minutes. And so anybody who's stuck in a kind of a closing situation and the lender says, hey, where's the insurance coverage? You can get on there, get it done, PDF over, and you can always talk to their experts if you have more questions.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
That's good. It's fast and simple to a complex problem. The way I'm looking at this is by having everything right there at your fingertips, it makes things a little bit easier because Mateus was saying before, when you're sitting here and you're looking at potentially refinancing, maybe doing a bridge loan or something like that, and you're trying to do cash out refinances and pull money out, sitting down and having to crunch those numbers and figure it out yourself while running it through an Excel sheet can get very complicated. But the biggest thing is how time consuming it is. And where it sounds like you have a platform here where you could just log in and say, I've got this much value on this property. I've got this much equity and I want to go and do something with it. It's pretty much all right there at your fingertips and it does it for you. So that's a good tool to have in your tool belt.
Over 50% of new landlords were millennials. And so all of a sudden you have this whole new generation that is very tech savvy, right? They're investing on Coinbase and Robinhood and all sorts of tools and doing it very easily. But okay, now all of a sudden they want to invest in real estate and they're like, what's the platform to help me get there? And we very much see our platform as a coach. Many times when I speak to investors, I say, everyone tells me I need a mentor, someone to help me get started, show me the guidelines, introduce me to the right broker. We really want to be that coach, but through software. Show you what's the best way to structure your properties in banking, best way to collect rent, the best way to do bookkeeping, the best way to file taxes, and do it in a very efficient manner and obviously give you the insights to do so in the most effective way as well.
That's fantastic because I'm a firm believer in education, getting a coach, getting mentored. I do all that stuff myself because I would not be where I'm at today if it wasn't for the people that helped me get here. And that's one of the things that I love about the real estate investing community is I would say probably 97% of the people I met are just genuine, really good people that are willing to help. There's just a very small percentage of people out there that are, they can go another way. Generally, just good people. And that's one of the things I love about the community itself, just the real estate investing community. Going back to Baseline as a platform, right? right? Because you were talking about how millennials today, not even just millennials, even the next generation after that, everybody's now on Coinbase, Robinhood, or like Webull or M1 Finance. Like there's so many different ways to invest on these different platforms. But you don't really see too many things where you can do that with real estate, unless you're going to go invest in a REIT or in a real estate fund or something like that, where it's a little more hands-off and you don't have too much ownership in anything in there, except for it being more of a paper asset instead of being a real asset. And that's the difference between real estate versus the stock market, right? A paper asset versus a real tangible asset. And even investing in a REIT, it's more of a paper asset. If you invest in gold on the stock market, you don't actually own the gold. You own a piece of paper that says you're entitled to some of that gold, right? So there's a huge difference between having gold buried in your backyard versus having an electronic document or something showing that you have some type of ownership in it. So I think this kind of gets down to the root thing that we were talking about earlier. And talking about Saad too, with your background being a CPA previously, and one of the things that you had mentioned, and it's funny because we call real estate investing an alternative investment, right? If it's not your typical 401k, Roth IRA, or anything like that, anything outside of that norm is called an alternative investment. But when you look at the returns you get in real estate versus some of the returns you would get just sitting in a 401k, the difference can be night and day if you're investing right. And you have access to that money right now. You have access to those assets right now. You don't have to wait. And you can keep building and building upon that. So I just wanted to point that out. I think it's funny that we call real estate an alternative investing when for a lot of people, it's the main way that we find our road, our path to wealth.
We'll get back to the show after a brief break. What if I told you that you could be debt-free in 5 to 7 years? Hey, it's Mike Cavagione with the Average Joe Finances Podcast, and I partnered with the Shred Method to help you pay off your mortgage fast. I personally use this method and was able to invest in 2 large multifamily apartment deals, pay off almost $30,000 in home renovation debt, and pay down a large chunk of my mortgage all within 3 months. I am confident in the Shred Method because it works. Did you know that you can eliminate your mortgage with the power of a simple tool called a HELOC? You can learn more about all of this at theshredmethod.com/averagejoefinances. And if you use that link, you're going to save $200 off of your initial cost. Again, this is something that I know works because I use it myself. And that's www.theshredmethod.com/averagejoefinances, or just click that link below. Real estate investors know they're leaving money on the table every time they pass a rundown property and do nothing about it. Deal Machine lets you and your team pin distressed properties, look up the property owner on the spot, and send a personalized postcard to the owner directly from the app all within a few seconds. You can set up mail on repeat to make sure you won't forget to follow up. And while the app is sending a custom postcard, you can look up the owner's phone number and email instantly. Plus, if you want to find even more off-market deals, you can build a team of people to drive for you. You just get to track how many properties your deal finders add every day, making your deal finding a scalable and profitable process. Go to dealmachine.com and use the code AVERAGEJOE, that's AVGJOE, for 15 marketing credits during your free trial. That's AVERAGEJOE, AVGJOE. Let's get back to today's episode.
Yeah, I think this is absolutely true. And I don't know if you listen to Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, or any of those kind of speakers that talk about this. In the history of the United States, this concept of 401k, for example, as a retirement vehicle. Now, that has become the standard, not the alternative. And the entire system is incentivizing you to put money into the stock market and to save it for a rainy day, save it for when you're 65 and older. And you'll notice that the traditional financial vehicles, but also the education system, is not really priming you to retire early. We talked about that before, right? Like, how can you retire at 40? It's not priming you to own property. It's not priming you to be like smart with how you spend your money. It's saying, hey, put your money away in a 401k and we'll give you a tax incentive for that too. And so the entire system is focused and built around this. And that's the last 30, 40, 50 years of the United States. And I have my views on this, but really everything is about Wall Street making more money at the end of the day. But if you talk to the billionaire and multimillionaire real estate investors who made it, they didn't necessarily park money in a 401k. They said, okay, I'm going to go and build my portfolio and I'm going to leverage my portfolio and the equity that I build in that portfolio and the cash that I generate to buy more deals. And that's how I'm going to retire and build my wealth. I think that's what really the opportunity is here for people to realize that you have many options, but this real estate asset class in the past has been very difficult to get into. It's also very scary. Look, I'm a financial professional, have my MBA. Even me, I was very scared to put even 100K of my own cash into this a couple of years ago. And really, I think what we're trying to do is write content and make products that are so simple and easy and give examples so that people can see that it's actually not an alternative investment. It might be your primary vehicle to financial independence, not your secondary vehicle to financial independence.
Yeah, absolutely. Real estate's not for somebody who's like 100% risk adverse. You could be risk adverse and still invest in real estate and do it safely. But in just like any other investing platform or any other way that you would invest, there's always risk when you invest. No matter what you invest in, there's always risk. You can have your 401k sitting fat and happy, and then the stock market tanks like right before you're retiring, and oh, now you can't retire because you have to wait for it to recover, right? So there's always a risk no matter what you go into. Now, I'm not
But have you seen the Jon Stewart, the Problem with Jon Stewart show recently, the new one that he made?
No.
Okay, so I saw like a YouTube clip on it because they were pushing it. And he did an analysis of the impact, for example, that a platform like Robinhood has had on creating generational wealth or more wealth for the average American. And do either of you want to guess what the result is?
It's probably not that high.
It must be very wrong.
It's actually gotten worse. In theory, Robinhood was supposed to unleash the opportunities that all these Wall Street folks had that the individual didn't have. But what's actually happened is that we've got a lot of underprepared, maybe not even as much educated individuals trading options and all these risky asset classes on Robinhood for free, which is not really free, by the way, and losing money net. So yeah, there might be some anomalies of one person that said, oh, I made $30,000. It's probably one guy, he didn't tell you about his losses. Whereas real estate is not a get rich scheme. It's not an overnight get rich plan. But if you do it for 10 years consistently, and some of us know that, it delivers. And so I think that's the comparison somebody has to do when they're starting out. In fact, we just wrote a pro landlord ebook guide for potential folks that are coming to our website. And one of the first things in there is about what is your goal and like, why are you trying to do this in the first place? So you ground yourself and you know that you have a target. And then we talk about how to come up with a plan for implementing that.
Absolutely. Know your why. Know why you're doing this, right? Mm-hmm. But where I am comfortable is investing in real estate because I know what I'm getting back out of it. Because this is the bread and butter for me. At least it works. And I know, again, like you said, it's not a get rich quick thing, but consistency in real estate, you will build wealth that you'll look back to 10 years ago when you first started and say, wow, I started there and now I'm a multimillionaire. And you can do it. In just 2.5 years, I've done some pretty awesome things in real estate that I'm super excited about. And judging off of what we've talked about today, so have you. In just that 2-year period to the point where you've got 10 doors now, cash flowing, and it's something now, it's mailbox money. I love it. You don't even have to do much with it. I'm sure you've got some things with tenants and things like that, but nothing too crazy. And it's guaranteed. Absolutely. It's guaranteed.
I talked to one of our customers at Baseland, 30-year-old young man. I think he was in the Midwest. And he was really lucky because he had a coach. He had a father-in-law who was a pro real estate investor. And I'm on unit number 4. I'm 30. And I was like, whoa. And he's like, yeah, here's my 10-year plan. This is why I joined Baseland. Now I'm starting to collect rent on it. He was telling me some kind of feedback on the tool, which is he was happy with things. And I was sitting there thinking, man, like I wish when I was 30, I was at this level. And what I'm excited about is we're trying to get the word out so that people who are in their 20s and maybe even their teens can get started earlier, save, start being smart with your money in the beginning, get a down payment together and buy your first deal. The earlier you do it, the better. It's always the time in the market, not timing the market.
Exactly.
And so that's what really gets me excited is ushering in this era of younger real estate investors. In fact, on Baseline, the average age group is 25 to 35.
I love that. That's super important because when you sit here and you look at just financial literacy in general in America, right? And this is something we talk about a lot. And right now, as we're recording this, we're at the end of April, which was financial literacy month. But you look back, you look at what they teach kids in school, they don't teach them any type of financial literacy whatsoever. And even when you go to college, you have to elect to take those classes. It's not really set in a curriculum unless you're going down that route. So it's important that there's these different avenues to educate people. So I really love what you guys are doing. That's what I'm doing with Average Joe Finances, is I want to get this information out there. I want to educate people so they can make these decisions to move on and do something better for themselves. So I want to get into a round of questions that I like to ask everybody. It's called the final round. It's four kind of hard-hitting questions that are going to pull some stuff out of you guys and let us know and let the listeners know what you guys are all about and what you guys are doing. So if you guys are ready, we'll go ahead and get started in that. Okay, first question, I'll set it up over to Mateus here because we're going back and forth, and I like how this has been working. You guys aren't interrupting each other. It's awesome. Sometimes it's really tough to interview two people at once, but you guys are making this look like a cakewalk. The first question is, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made?
It's definitely a tough question. I'm going to say it's a mistake. I don't know if it's the biggest mistake, but I spent maybe 12 years of my career not building anything. I was providing services to others. And I think the day that I started building something, creating something, it was just different energy. But I think it's really nice to look back and say, look, I've created this, whether it's a portfolio of real estate that you own, or I've built this fantastic product to help people do this. I think that's fantastic. And I think Morgan Stanley and BCG, fantastic places to learn, and very smart people and great people that work there. But you know, I never felt that I was creating something. And so I wish I had gone to be a creator or entrepreneur earlier in my life.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's a lot of times we look back at things like that and say, ah, wish I would have did that. Everything happens for a reason, at least I believe. And look at where you are now and what you're doing now and the mission that you guys have with Baseland. It's absolutely okay. Cool. The next question I'd like to ask, this go over to you, Saad, is what is something that you've learned that you wish you knew when you first started?
Related to real estate or anything?
Related to real estate investing and just personal finances in general.
One of the few things I wish I knew earlier was the power of cash out refinancing. And what that means is, so I employ the BRRRR method, for anybody that invests in real estate will know that, but it's basically buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, basically. And the beauty of that approach is I can recycle my cash. I don't have to keep putting cash in every year to do more deals. And I didn't really know that, honestly. And I only found out through a lady that I met randomly when I was hunting down deals in New Jersey 5 years ago. And she took me by the hand and walked me through it for, I don't know why she liked me, but she did. And that's when I started thinking about it in a more serious, more like full-time way of investing. So for me, learning some of those tips and tricks early would have helped me get hopefully, ideally faster to real estate, but we are where we are. So yeah, if I knew that and the power of taking one kind of bucket of cash and being able to invest it, improve that deal, and then recycle that cash, I think I could have been further along my journey.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And for those of you that are listening right now that are just getting started, really take a listen to what they're saying here. Okay. Because that is something that if you know the power of somebody that's been doing this for a little bit and they're successful and they look back at the things that they wish they would have done, guess what? This is your opportunity to not do that and do what they wish that they would have done and not make any of those mistakes or anything like that. That's the whole point of what we're trying to put out here. That's fantastic. Okay, Tayus, back over to you. Do you have any tips or tricks that you would recommend to someone that is just getting started today? And I'm talking about somebody who was maybe in debt or had student loans or something, paid it off, and now they're like, hey, I'm ready to start investing. What should I do?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I think that's the exact same mission that we're trying to solve. And so I think the first thing is find an area that you like and you think that has potential appreciation and start doing some research. Start looking at, you know, what properties are available. Start looking at how much people are charging for rent. Like, become an expert in a little area, right? You live nearby and go for it. Right? I think starting that first step to seeing what's out there is the most important piece. And I think once you say, okay, like I'm ready to do this, I think most people are scared. They feel it takes a lot of money to start investing in real estate, and it doesn't, right? You can find a great property. Rates are still quite attractive. And so I think it's the first step of going out there and saying, hey, this is an area I love. I believe in this area because of these reasons, and I'm going to go find property to start buying there.
Okay, fantastic. All right. And I have one more question. This is going to be for both of you. Okay. I'll go with you first, Saad. So we're going back and forth. But do you have a favorite business, investing, or real estate related book or podcast or both?
Great question. My favorite is David Lindhall, Multifamily Millions. This has got to be one of the core fundamental books in multifamily real estate. I have it. I've shared it with people who work at Baseline. Anybody who works with me probably is going to have to read that book. In terms of podcasts, I listen to many different things that range from Bigger Pockets to Joe Fearless and so on. But yeah, for me, like anything that is related to fintech or real estate tech, I'm listening to. So that's on my Spotify. And whenever I'm free, I'm driving, so on, I'm listening to real estate because that's what I breathe real estate day and night.
Yeah, I love it. There's not a time that I'm commuting somewhere that I don't have a podcast on coming through my speakers. And I'm telling you right now, my kids hate it, but it's okay. It's okay because they're learning and I'm learning. So, all right, Mateus, what about you?
Yeah, as you build a business, and obviously starting from a few people and growing this business, you always want to hear from other people that have built businesses. And so I love just to hear other founder stories, and whether it's in technology or not. And so I think one of the best interviewers that interviews just fascinating founders is Reid Hoffman, founder of LinkedIn. And it's a very popular podcast called Master of Scale, but just listening to the early days of Airbnb when two founders were living in, I think, San Francisco, and they had their first two hosts in New York. And one of the VC investors said, "What are you doing in San Francisco? Go to New York and talk to your customers, figure out what's going on." And like a lot of the early things that Airbnb changed to become successful was like really listening into your customer. And so I just love listening to those stories because I think it's no one is born knowing how to start a business. You have to listen to people that have made mistakes, people that have been successful at it, and you learn from them. So I love those stories. I think Reid Hoffman does a fantastic job of really just going deep into uncovering the layers of what really was behind the success of a lot of these companies.
That's great. So awesome suggestions there. You guys definitely know what you're talking about and know what to listen to help keep you pumped and motivated to keep going. So that's fantastic. I love it. So I lied. I have one more question for you guys because this is the most important question. So that was the final round. We're all done with that. But I've got one more question. And like I said, this one's super important because for the people that are listening to this show, they're saying, "We really like what these guys from Baselane are talking about. We want to know more about them." So where can they find you guys? Where can they find out more about Baselane? Where can they find you on social media or anything like that? Let us know.
Yeah, it's very easy. So you go to baselane.com, and that's baselane.com. And you can open a free account in 10 seconds. The account is free. Once you're in it, our products are free. And check us out. You can open up a bank account. You can connect a bank account. You can start doing your bookkeeping. You can start collecting rent. You can get an automated quote to see if potentially you can save some money on insurance. There's a lot of things you can do. And obviously, we're happy to also to provide demos as you come onto the product. On the bottom right, there's a little kind of icon. As you click on it, you can chat with our support team. And actually, there's a button there to actually schedule a demo of the product. We'd be happy to jump on the call and actually through a video call, actually walk you through the product and how this can be helpful for you.
And I would say that both of us are on LinkedIn. So if you look up Baselane as a company, you'll find us there. Or you can look up our names. I'm sure we can add the links to the video. And if anybody wants to reach out to us directly, feel free to direct message in LinkedIn. I'm on there all the time. So if anybody ever wants to chat about real estate or Baselane or any ideas you have, even, I'm totally open to that.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm definitely going to make sure I have all those links in our show notes to make it easier for everybody so they can just copy and paste or click away and find you guys and get connected and see what Baselane's all about. Listen, coordinating something like this with two people that are in two different time zones while I'm in a different time zone as well was definitely, there was some hurdles there and we had to move this around a couple times, but I really appreciate your flexibility and taking the time to chat with me today. This was fantastic. I think we got a lot of great information just from this conversation. I've got some awesome notes. I really like what Baselane is doing in your mission. I'm going to look into it a little bit more myself. So I just want to say again, thank you both for taking the time today to have this conversation with me.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike.
All right. Thank you. It's our pleasure. We had a great time.
And aloha. Thank you for making it to the end of this episode. Greatly appreciate you being here with me today on the Average Joe Finances podcast. If you haven't done so yet, make this the episode that you go leave us a 5-star rating or subscribe to our YouTube channel. The Average Joe Finances podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Have an outstanding day.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.